What?
What?
Huh?
What?
No, PAX Prime. I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
We're looking at super cheap hotels. I don't even know if I can still make it. I have to convince the wife that it's a good idea.
It's a good idea. It's not that hard. Say it's PAX.
I know. I understand that. She's a little eerie about the flight, though, again.
Yeah.
So.
What's wrong with the flight?
And it will be about, like, $500, just, like, straight up cash to do the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
So. But that's not bad, right? That's $500 for a flight and the hotel.
Are you afraid of flying?
No, I'm not necessarily afraid of flying. I don't like it.
I'm afraid of paying the money to fly.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay.
I don't like being separated from my cash, Matt.
This is true.
I love flying.
I don't really like it, actually. It's a little scary. I'm afraid of heights, guys.
It used to bother me. Then one day it just clicked, and I was like, you know what? I really like this.
It's the safest form of travel.
This is true.
Statistically speaking, it is the safest.
If I get in a car accident...
Yes, we know the argument against it.
I can survive, maybe.
Yeah, but how often do planes crash?
Enough that it's a problem.
Once a year, maybe, if that.
Yeah, and the other half time, they just go missing.
Yeah, for like weeks on end.
I'll just... So guys, I have good news. I just got a review code for Octodad on PS4.
Ah, awesome!
Yeah,
isn't that out already?
No, it's out on Steam, but it's not on PS4.
Right on.
So, I'm gonna be streaming the crap out of that.
But you better get on that.
Yeah, it's out tomorrow, so Mr. Moneybag, yeah, you can just buy it.
No, I probably won't. I don't have the money.
And I'll just buy the studio.
Yeah, I'll just buy the studio. You make games in my garage from now on. This is how we do it. Just like that song.
I can't make it to PAX Prime. I'll just move PAX Prime to my neighborhood.
Yes. PAX Prime will be in my backyard.
I'm just going to buy a Penny Arcade and can create a convention center right near my house.
Oh my goodness.
Hey! Enough! Jeez.
My dog's a freako. Yes, I know. You probably heard one thing outside. Hey! Chill out.
I can't hear the dog. I kind of hear something.
I can. She drives me crazy.
Drives me crazy.
She barks and echoes throughout the house.
That's awesome. I'm so excited.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
Broforce, my goodness.
Yeah.
Let's save that for the show.
Yeah.
Guys, I have so many games that I've played in the past few days. So many games. I'm going to write them all down.
That's good. You guys can make up for me.
Titanfall?
Titanfall and Don't Starve.
Well, we can talk about Don't Starve because I played Don't Starve.
Yeah, we can talk about it. I played it some more this morning.
Then I played, I don't know about that. I can talk about Secrets of Raticon, because I never talked about it before.
I haven't gotten to that part in the podcast yet.
Chris
broke the embargo on it, so he had to cut out like a third of the podcast.
On what?
Secrets of Raticon.
I was also playing the game wrong. I was playing it with a keyboard, which honestly should be, you should be able to play it with a keyboard, but no, it's bad.
What are you playing Broforce with a keyboard?
I was, but I've got a controller now, so I'm playing it with a controller. It's good with
I bought a controller on Friday, just so I could play Broforce. That's how invested I am in that game.
Sit in the closet until Daddy's done.
Eric, would you give Dennis some water?
Come here, peon. Get the king some water.
Merrick, come here. Stop playing with your toys.
See, Chris said he's ready now. He's going to take an hour to get his pee on to get him
some
water.
Oh, my God.
Give me some water, please.
Just go get it yourself.
No.
You could have had the water by now.
And then we're going to start, and Merrick's going to come back screaming into the room about the water.
He's going to be fine. Why do you think I had children so I didn't have to get up anymore?
Oh, my God.
All right, you ready to do this? Yes. You recording, Chris?
Yes, I'm fine.
All right. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
Video games are dumb.
And Matt Curione.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
We're so happy to have you back, Matt.
Aren't you, though?
No,
we missed you. Well, I am.
I'm very happy. Actually, I'm super happy to have you back, Matt.
Yeah.
Yay!
And Matt even heard on the last podcast we stopped James from saying howdy.
That is not copyrighted.
And just like every week, we're here to talk about what games we've been playing. I don't know if you guys want to start first with our regular games, or do you want to go to what Matt was playing at PAX East?
Let's just do the PAX East.
Okay, let's do PAX
East. PAX!
What you been playing at PAX East, Matt?
PAX! Well, I have an article up on the site where I talk about how I played Hotline Miami 2.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That game's the business. You want a video game to hand you the newspaper so you can look at the business pages and give someone the business, you play Hotline Miami 2 because it's the business. Oh, jeez. That game, it looks like everything that was great about the first one, tenfold. Just, yeah. The new masks and the new powers and abilities you get are phenomenally cool.
So I read your preview, and there's awesome like a gameplay video you do in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I noticed right away, though, is that that sweet soundtrack is still there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's all new music. And oh, yeah. Boy.
And who was I don't know if you remember the name of the mask you were using where it's like two characters in one?
Oh, Alex and Ash. They're like twin brothers, and they wear swan masks. And
so crazy.
You control both the characters at the same time. They'll follow each other wherever. And the way I was playing with the mouse, the left mouse button controls the chainsaw. And that thing's awesome because you just go into a room and decapitate people and their little pixelated head will roll all over.
I saw that, actually. I saw it in the video and heard you laugh about it when you saw it.
Oh, it's awesome.
I saw it in the video, too. My first thought was like, his head just rolled right into the hallway in front of that dude and he didn't notice.
And the right mouse button will control the other brother, and he has like a handgun, and he'll just launch bullets at everyone. So it's actually pretty cool. If you're busy hacking someone to pieces with a chainsaw, the other guy can still defend you and take out guys that walk into the room.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah. And the game wasn't done yet. It was like an early build. That's why in some part of the video you'll notice the guy with the gun, he'll like stay behind for some reason.
Yeah, he's like, I'm cool over here, guys.
Yeah, no, character, he glitched out a bit, but they said that'll all be fixed by the time the game releases. But yeah, I had a blast with that game. It's really cool, and I like the fact that when you show up in some levels in a car, you can actually go into the trunk, and you'll find weapons in the trunk to use right off the bat. I remember in the second part of the demo, I opened up the trunk, and there was a shotgun in there, so... That was helpful.
I saw you walk in. I think you're trying to swing on people. And he's like, why don't you check the trunk?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you should check that trunk. I'm like, oh, snap. This is like Pulp Fiction all over again. I love it.
And you had like you proceeded to have a really good run the first time.
Yeah.
And then just kept on dying every time after that. Yeah. Slaughtered everyone in the bathroom.
I mean, I'm not used to playing. I'm not used to playing with a keyboard, with a mouse and keyboard.
No, you're just you're just bad at video games is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the WASD is pretty dumb. But I think once I have it on the Vita, I'll be able to control it a lot better because that game was made for the Vita.
For the listeners, they should go check out that your preview on Level Save.
Definitely check out the Hotline Miami preview because that's some good old hotness there.
The video is embedded in there too, so you can check it out.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times are good.
So jealous. I only call you a baby because I'm so jealous of you. That's what it is. I just want to play that game so bad. Like, Hotline Miami is my freaking jam, man. I platinumed
it
on
quite good.
Freaking Vita. And because of your little video, I've like gone back and started playing it on PC just so I have levels to like A+ again. I love it so much.
It is really good.
There's like
the first one's one of my favorite games favorite, just period, yeah. ever. It's just so damn good.
There's like a zen you get into when you're just like killing dudes. And you're like, holy, you know, the best feeling in the world is when you, or not the best feeling, I'm exaggerating. Sorry, guys. But one of the best feelings in video games is when you go into a stage in Hotline Miami, kill everybody within like 15 seconds. Don't, you know, you're not detected, not shot. Mm-hmm. And you don't lose your combo. And you're actually on the stairs to the next level before your combo meter goes out. It's like, yes!
Yeah.
I destroyed it. Everything in here died in like 15 seconds. And you just imagine like what in real life that would look like. It's just some psychopath comes in and destroys
everything. Oh, definitely.
Like how crazy that would be.
Yeah, it's like Chuck Norris coming in.
Yeah. Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Bloodlust.
So I can't wait for that game to finally come out. They said towards like end of the summer, hopefully.
So with that, these new characters, is it you just choose an actual character? You're no longer choosing a mask that gives you like a buff?
You are. Well, the masks are the different characters.
Okay. So, yeah. And you can choose any character before a level, right?
Yes. All right.
Good, because I need that tone. Tony's like my favorite.
Not anymore.
Why not?
He won't be. He still has those super punches.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot pick up any weapons.
I never
whatsoever.
Picked up weapons before with Tony.
Yeah, well, now you can't even have that option. It's just no weapons for him anymore.
That's fine. I am okay.
That's not fine. I'm so not cool with that.
Totally. Come on. The only thing that would ever present a problem to would be if you had to kill like the big fat guys. Because you can't kill them with the punches. You have to use a shot. You have to use a gun.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think they would design around that, right? Because if you chose that guy, there would be some levels that would be unfinishable.
One would hope.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I really like Tony. I like his new art design, too, with a bloody face.
Yeah. that game is going to be sweet.
Well, I'll probably end up playing Hotline Miami today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
I never
play
beat
that
it.
Game every day.
I never even beat it.
It's really good.
It
it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what else we got?
Okay. What else did you play at PAX?
Oh, no, you did not play Evolve.
Yes, I did. So we got to go into the Evolve booth and got a little presentation about the game. But then we all sat down at different, like, a LAN station, all with 360 controllers because it was playing on PC. And we actually had a coach in our headsets, like, walking us through it. So, I played as the tank, pretty much. I played as the assault. And in Evolve, it's made by the guys who did Left 4 Dead. They left Valve and have their own studio now, so now they're under a 2K. And you play as four hunters, and then the fifth player plays as this giant monster beast thing that just breathes fire and jumps really high. And you have to, when you're playing as the hunters, the monster will actually leave tracks in the grass, and you have to like hunt. You actually have to hunt this thing, and eventually, you know, it comes down to that classic Left 4 Dead end game where you have to fight the giant monster and hopefully you win. I did not. We did not win. The monster won our round. But overall, that game was a blast.
Real quick, was it one of the developers playing as the monster?
No, one of the random people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was it was pretty cool.
They must have been doing pretty good then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a pretty fun game.
So how did you track it? Like, what was it like trying to find that
game? Going through the grass, you'll see like these footprints that like glow, so you can actually tell where the monster's been. You track that down, and eventually you find it. And then there's a support character that can shoot up like a giant force field, so the monster can't escape a certain like small area. So the monster will be pretty much cornered. So everyone just like goes crazy on it, just go ham on this monster with whatever weapons you have. And it was intense. I mean, I died a few times. The medic with the jetpack came over and revived me. It was a pretty rad game. I kind of liked it, and I can't wait to play some more of it.
How did the monster kill you?
He ate me. He kind of just picked me up and bit me, and I died.
Do you get more powerful for eating the hunters?
Yes, you do.
All right.
Yes. And also, when you're playing as the monster, there's also like NPC monsters that are throughout the level. Mm-hmm. And if you attack and eat them, you evolve into like a stronger beast. It's like at first he'll start off with just sharp claws. Say you eat a couple other monsters, you'll gain like fire breath and spikes on your back.
Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, the monster only starts out like 8 feet tall, and by the end of the match, he's like 25 feet tall.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Just like the title of the game, he evolves. And yeah, that's an intense game, and I could see that getting a lot of traction with when it comes out on like PS4 or Xbox One.
So it is coming out. That's going to be all the systems, basically.
Pretty much. I'm not sure if it's coming out on last gen. I'm pretty sure it's just PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
And the Wii U.
Is it?
No. You're fucked. But no, it's not. It's not doing that. But yeah, that was a cool game.
That's one of the ones I'm looking forward to. Like, I read Game Informer's big old story they had on it when it was first announced. Oh, man,
yeah.
It just sounded so fantastic to me.
It would be on Xbox 360 and PS3.
No. It's just current gen.
Yes. Yeah. The current gen.
Yeah.
That we're on. Chris is like, I'm okay with that term now.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I got myself a PS4, guys. I'm so excited.
Woo!
Yay! Can we do this again?
Woo!
Woo!
Okay.
Woo!
That was fun. Okay, so you really enjoyed Evolve.
I did.
What else did you play?
I did. I played a game from Cartoon Network Studios called Monsters Ate My Birthday Cake.
Yes, please tell me about this.
And this game is absolutely adorable. It's set up like Link to the Past meets Earthbound with that kind of like art style. Uh-huh. And you play as this little kid, and he lives in a little town, and it's his birthday, and monsters have, well, they stole his birthday cake. So he goes off into the world to try to find the pieces of his with the pieces of his cake, and he that's what I mean.
With a gun and a sense of vengeance.
He starts interrogating everybody and beating kids on the street. Where's my?
I mean, the game can get pretty dark with its story, but it's not that dark. I mean, Jesus. And then you meet up with these good monsters that will help you out to like solve different like level puzzles. Mm-hmm. And using the trigger buttons, you switch between different monsters to solve different puzzles. Like there's one that can dig underground and go under a wall. There's another one who can charge and run really fast and break down a wall. But you all need to work in tandem with these other monsters to solve each puzzle. And it's coming out, I believe he said, early summer for Steam and iOS, and it looks really good. And the music is really good. And yeah, I had a blast playing Monsters Ate My Birthday Cake. I remember I signed up for the appointment just looking at the title. I knew nothing else about the game. Because I'm like, this sounds fun.
That would have
like
been me. Two Monsters Ate My Birthday Cake. Let me check out what this is about.
Yeah, so that was a blast. That was a really, really cool game. I think you're really going to like that one, Chris, when it comes out.
Is that the one you were telling me that is also like a cross between Pokemon as well?
Yeah, well, yeah, the way that you collect like monsters to help you solve puzzles, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I need that.
Get that. Yeah. You're gonna want that. It's really cool. If you look it up, you can look how really adorable the art style is. It's really cool. Another one I played was a game called High Strangeness, which it's called High Strangeness.
All right.
And it's an action RPG for consoles and PC. It's published by Midnight City. Mm-hmm. And the main puzzle mechanic is it looks like a Super Nintendo game, but to solve certain puzzles, you have to switch it to 8-bit, and then it looks like an NES game, and that's how you solve certain puzzles. You actually switch between 16-bit and 8-bit worlds.
Wow.
To like solve puzzles.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in development for a while, since like 2009, but they're finally ready to release it later this summer. And from what I played like a quick like 15-minute demo, and I was kind of blown away by how awesome it was. Just that you'll go into a room that's totally blank, and then you'll switch into 8-bit mode, and you'll actually see puzzle pieces that you have to move around to solve a puzzle. But then once you solve it there, you have to go back to 16-bit to open up the door.
Hmm.
it's and you fight like these giant like Grim Reapers and you collect crystal skulls. It's got a talking cat because a talking cat, and it's just really, really cool. I kind of love that game. And one of the cool things about it, when I was playing the demo, is on a PC, but they had a instead of a 360 gamepad, they had a Super Famicom controller hooked up to the PC to play it. So I'm like, okay, this guy gets it. He knows
his target audience.
He knows what's up. So yes. So yeah, I'm totally down for that game when it releases.
What was that?
That's gonna be
again?
Cool. High Strangeness.
High Strangeness. Is it coming out? It's just, what are the release platforms? Just Steam so far?
Just so far it's on Steam, and then they're going to be bringing it to like consoles later on. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I got to collect some crystal skulls. I fought the Grim Reaper. I mean, and then I fought like 8 Grim Reapers in one room, and I almost died.
How do you fight? Like, do you have a punch or a sword?
You have a flashlight. And in the demo, I had a flashlight, and I would just, like, bash people with it to stun them. I went to the record store, and I bought some blank CDRs.
Okay.
And when they don't do any damage, but when you chuck a CDR like a Frisbee at a monster, it'll stun it. Because it's like, what is this outdated technology? Blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, you just, like, throw CDs at it. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, that game, I can't wait for that game. PAX was awesome. There was just a bunch of really cool like indie games that I got to.
It sounds like you spent a lot of time in the indie mega booth.
Oh, I did.
As you should.
Got my grubby little mitts on everything. Another one I played was called Road Not Taken. It's a they described it as like a roguelike puzzle game where you play as this little like hermit looking dude. He kind of looks like Orko from He-Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay, he kind of looks like him, but he goes into this town, and you know they've had peace for so long, but now the darkness is coming and the winter is coming. So the children, the parents are really lazy, so they send the children out to get them their food from the forest. So you have to find these kids who are like stuck in blizzard conditions by solving different spatial puzzles and like match puzzles, like. To get through one level, I had to like match a bunch of different trees together to like open up the gate. That demo, that was about 20 minutes long. I had a really good time with that game. That's coming out for Steam, I believe, and I'm not sure when the release date is. I'm not sure, but yeah, Road Not Taken. As soon as he said roguelike puzzle game, I'm like, I would like to play this.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
let me sit down. And yeah, so that was a fun. Yes, yes. I'm so tired. Can I sit at your computer and play your game? But yeah, that was fun. I got my hands on Shovel Knight. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it is.
You're gonna want it. It's a 2D side-scrolling Dark Souls.
Okay.
With
is it coming out on
with
Vita?
It's coming out on 3DS.
Good enough. I can live with it.
And the 3D is really, really good. The soundtrack's good. You play as a knight who, instead of a sword, uses a shovel.
Okay.
And you go through the levels. You dig through, like, the ground and the piles of dirt to get jewels and, you know, more treasure. And you use your shovel to attack things. And then once you die, you boot back at the last checkpoint, and then you have to go get the loot from where you died.
Okay.
It's basically Dark Souls, but in a 2D side-scrolling setting. It looks like a... like an NES Super Nintendo like hybrid.
So you say you can dig and get. Can you craft things from the jewels?
No, not that I played. I played just one level of it, but the level I played was insanely difficult. So
okay,
I had to kill a dragon with a shovel, which because that's what you do in Shovel Knight. You just shovel things.
Was he a dirt dragon?
Kill them with. He was a sleeping dragon, and he like crawled towards me, and I hopped on his head and got him with the shovel. Oh yeah, and you can use the shovel as a sword and as like Scrooge McDuck's pogo stick.
All right, yep.
Yep, yeah. Chris, you want this.
Yes, I do. Stop talking about it, because I want it more. When is it out?
End of next month, I believe.
Okay, well, I know what I'm
buying.
Yeah,
it was supposed to come out in April, but it got delayed to end of May, so... Yeah, that. Oh, Shovel Knights. Yeah, basically, I played a lot of cool indie stuff.
Yeah, you did.
I totally did. It was fun.
Still Hotline.
Good times were good.
Probably the height.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
One of them. What was the mm-hmm. best indie game you played?
Wow.
Or maybe not best, just like the most fun you had. Like maybe not most technically fun the best.
I don't know. They were all really cool. Monsters Ate My Birthday Cake was lots of fun.
You really enjoyed that?
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to have to go, yeah, that one.
All right.
Because Hotline Miami, you know, we all know how that's going to play.
It's a known quantity.
But going into this, the birthday cake, I had no clue. I had no clue what this was. But it really blew me away with its art style and gameplay. And yeah, I was, I played that for like 25 minutes. That was a really, really good game. Yeah. Monsters Ate My Birthday Cake. There you go.
That's your favorite.
That was my favorite. Yes. That was a delight.
So I'm looking at this list of games that you put down here. And I see the mm-hmm. word Wolfenstein.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. You talked about indies for a while. Game. Let's get rid of these indie bull crap and talk about the AAA titles, bro.
Okay, yeah. Austin has a preview up on the site, but I played it for, you know, much less than he did. He went for the whole 2-hour demo. Mm. I just played it at a party where I was drinking, so
okay.
my opinion may be invalid, but it seemed like fun. I mean, I played it stealth for a little bit. I was just going through the level with a knife, like shanking people in the neck, and it's always fun to shank Nazis in the neck because they had it coming.
Yeah, they're Nazis.
But yeah, the game is really pretty. The sound is great. The controls are right on point. If you pre-order it, you get to get into that Doom beta, which is really all I care about. Yeah, Wolfenstein looks like lots of fun. I mean, I'm a big fan of the originals, and I was also a big fan of the one that came out a couple years ago that Raven made. Mm-hmm. They came out on PS3 and 360 and PC, but this one, it looks like it's goofy, but not at the same time.
Is it more,
which is weird?
Because I played the demo of the one by Raven a few years back.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That one was all like weird supernatural. Is this one also weird supernatural?
I haven't picked up on any supernatural elements, but since it's Wolfenstein, there's probably going to be supernatural elements.
I mean, yeah, a couple. It's just
eventually, yeah.
In the Raven one, it was like immediately. Here you are. You're like magic now.
I guess. Here, have super amulet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this game is, you got the one guy, I mean, it's silly. The guy, he's in a coma for God knows how many years, and he's like, God damn Nazis, and he just goes crazy with a machine gun. So, I mean, it'll be fun.
How does he go from being in a coma to shooting Nazis?
Well, he goes into a coma at the during World War II,
okay.
And he wakes up in 1960.
Okay.
And Germany won. They control Earth. Basically, and he's like, all right, take me to the resistance. And the guy he's talking to is like, yeah, we don't have that.
there is none.
What do you mean resistance? That's not a thing. We don't do that. And he's like, dad, I'm gonna kill them all. So he just goes crazy and starts going on a murder spree of all these Nazis, which I'm fine with, because like I said, they're Nazis.
Well,
they
wait a minute.
Had it coming.
I mean, they're the predominant power. By their logic, they're doing the right thing, and now he's like a terrorist?
Yeah, but they're Nazis.
Yeah, but they won. His...
Which we keep bringing it back to the fact that they're Nazis and they're evil people.
No, I hear you. No, I get it. I get the whole Nazi thing. Nazis is bad, bro. I understand.
Yeah, he would be a terrorist to them.
Yeah. But it's...
But he's like a... He's like an anti-terrorist.
But he's only a good guy because we think the Nazis are bad. The Nazis think they're good. That's just kind of weird to me.
Whatever. It's going to be a goofy first-person shooter that you're going to play for a couple days and be like, yeah, this is a good time.
Okay, you're right. I'm thinking too much about Wolfenstein.
And it's fun to go into a room dual-wielding machine guns all Rambo and just taking everything out.
Yeah, I read Austin's preview of it. He seemed to enjoy it a lot.
Oh, he loved it.
Yeah.
He loved it more than he should, but there's that.
Austin likes video games.
But yeah. Speaking
of like Rambo style, did you? I heard you play a little game called starts with a bro and ends with a force.
Bro Force. Yes.
Yeah.
I totally did. I actually played that all weekend, and I'm not disappointed with my $15 purchase. That game is so bro, it's insane. It's Uber. That game is Uber. I can only describe it with that German expression word. Holy jeez, the amount of bros I unlocked, and I even got Ellen Bropley from Aliens, and she's got a flamethrower and a laser gun. It's the game that finally made me go out and buy a 360 controller for my PC so I could play it with that. Yeah, wow. Bro Force is awesome, and going online is the most confusing, hectic thing I've ever done. But, oh, wow. I'm all about that Bro Force. I sunk way too many hours into that this weekend, just replaying and replaying.
Oh, snap. It got an update, so that's what you were doing.
Yeah, they updated it.
Okay, because I was wondering how you played it all weekend, because right now, or like when I played it a little bit ago, the campaign was an hour long?
Okay, no, they've added stuff. And okay. Apparently they're going to be adding new bros, like, I think it's like every other week or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of those bros are lots of fun.
What's your favorite bro?
I don't... Oh, jeez. I like Ash Brolems from Evil Dead. He's pretty awesome. he's got his shotgun, but then he also, his special power is his chainsaw hand, and he just goes crazy running through the level, just hacking everyone to pieces.
You gotta be careful about that, though, because he will, like, dig straight into the ground and dig to the bottom.
Oh, yes, he will. Immediately. Yes, he will. I really like Ellen Bropley, because that's awesome. She is so cool. But, yeah, I've messed around with the campaign, a couple little levels here and there, the online. That's shaping up to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a great summer release. And it's on Steam, but apparently they want to bring it to other things.
Yeah.
Apparently they want it on the Vita, so...
Oh, yeah, sold.
Oh, man.
Because it's from Devolver, and Devolver puts their games on the Vita as well, so... There's a really good chance that you'll be able to play that Broforce on the Vita.
It sounds like your dream of having every game on the Vita might be coming
true. Oh, I know.
I know, right? There's no reason.
And like,
I mean,
what I love about Broforce is, I heard you guys saying it last week, but it sounds like it's like the Expendables movies.
Yeah.
Except far more entertaining than anything in those movies could ever hope to be.
I don't know. Expendables 1 was pretty good, and I haven't seen the others.
So. I didn't get through it.
The first one was pretty terrible. The second one was hilariously fun. You had Jean-Claude Van Damme playing the villain, and his name was Villain.
I had a lot
What's
of
more
alcohol
to love?
In me the first time I saw whatever that movie is.
The Expendables?
I forgot the name for a second.
Are you sure you don't have a lot of alcohol in you right now?
I can neither confirm nor deny. Maybe my thought process on that movie was a little skewed at the time.
They're dumb movies. This is a dumb game, but dumb in all the best ways.
Right?
I mean, it's called, for the love of God, it's called Broforce.
How do you like that opening theme? Like, when you turn on the game, it's all, dun dun.
Yeah, with the birds. It's so good.
It's got amazing music. I wish it had more music in it. Honestly,
I'm sure in the final version they'll have some more.
I hope so, because right now it's just like the main theme on the menu and then the guitar riff.
Yeah.
The amazing, amazing guitar
riff
when you kill everything.
Area liberated.
Liberty.
yeah, that game. Loving the bros.
So you've played a couple of the like user-created missions, right?
No.
No. You haven't?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, there's more missions. That's what I did on it. Was
when I play a game, I go straight for campaign, and then I'll mess around with online.
I beat the campaign. Or at the time, there's only like 10 levels. So
yeah, they've updated it.
Good.
There's more. And then there's going to be more and more each week. Like, right now, it's still only in the alpha stage. Mm-hmm. Which, and for an alpha, it's incredibly playable.
Yeah, right? Like,
Like, I've played alpha builds where barely anything works.
There's no.
But in this one, it's like, anything. Oh wow, you guys, this Free Lives company, the ones that are making it, they're great. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. I'm just worried that with all this, it's just going to be a little still. Like, once it's all said and done, I don't know what's going to be the hook that brings people back a ton, because it's really, really fun.
It's. I think it's going to be the new bros every week.
You think?
Yeah, that's new. When just if you're gonna just keep adding characters, then yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
One thing I wish they would add is the ability to, once you unlock a bro, there's a way to like switch back and forth between the ones you've unlocked in a level,
yeah,
like while you're still alive. I think that would be pretty cool.
That would be very nice, because I really like having like Rambro, and then all of a sudden I've got,
yes,
what's that guy that just throws dynamite? It's like, come on.
Oh,
man.
He's the worst.
Well, he's kind of fun,
I mean, yeah,
but it still destroys,
I know,
everything.
But still, it's like, come on, I just want to play with a gun.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Or the bro in black, which is, he's
really, oh my god, I love him.
But it's kind of, yeah, hard on levels where you have, great, to be kind of precise with your jumping.
Yeah, and I like Brochetti. He's lots of fun.
Who's Brochetti?
He's Machete.
Oh.
I don't think I've unlocked him.
But oh, Machete. Yes. His super move is, well, his normal move, he just runs through, like, shooting machetes at everyone.
He shoots
and
machetes?
Yeah, he, like, throws them, like, in a nonstop loop. And his special move is, you hit the button, and he just, like, total rapid-fire machetes in all directions, like, in a circle around him, and it's pretty crazy.
Oh, man. Bro Force.
The Boondock Saints are in that game. They're pretty cool.
Whoa, man! You played a crap ton. Maybe because I
unlocked
these characters.
Yeah, I unlocked all current bros. I mean, I've never seen the Boondock Saints, but I know the characters, and yeah, their special move is they call in some old man, and he joins them on their team, and they're all just laying waste with handguns. Mr. Anderbro is pretty cool. His special power is great.
Slowing down time in an area?
He slows down time, and any bullets that are going towards him, he launches back at them.
I've never actually done that.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, man.
Chris, you got to get on your game.
I need to play some,
yeah,
Broforce.
You need to play Broforce.
I played a lot of,
yeah,
Broforce. I thought, man.
You didn't play enough Broforce.
You're right. I didn't.
Bronan the Barbarian is pretty great. It's so good. I love this game. I love it. I can't wait to see what else they do with like new characters.
New bro puns. How many more bro puns?
Yeah, I know. Oh, there's endless. Endless. But I mean, like, just the only reason I kept playing is like, I got to see what the next bro is. Because every time you'd finish a level, it's like four more rescues to the next unlock. I'm like, I need more bros. I need more characters. So yeah, that game's cool. Yeah, good times. Good times.
All right.
What have you guys been playing?
I don't know. I want to play some Broforce now.
This is a packed episode.
Yes, Broforce.
You should get Broforce, Barry. It's not very expensive. It's on
Steam.
Do
it. It's awesome.
You're a big Steam fan.
You can all play.
I know.
So.
I play Steam games now.
Yeah.
Well, I play Steam game now.
You can run this. You could run this on like an old Pentium 2.
Yeah, that was fun trying to remember what my Steam password was, just so I could play this.
Wow.
I'm like, I have like what, 6 games on Steam. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Broforce
is me, and they're all old. So
it's $15, Barry. And then you get to play with us.
Yeah. Join us, bro.
Join us. Okay. Barry, did you play anything besides Titanfall?
Don't Starve.
Let's talk about some Don't Starve, man, because I was playing some Don't Starve.
You can play some Don't Starve.
Yeah. Don't Starve on the PS4 is pretty great.
Were you doing that? They don't have the Reign of Giants DLC, though, do they?
No. I was wondering when they might. They'll probably get that out there eventually.
Yeah.
Soon.
But the PC is kind of like the haven for Don't Starve, mm-hmm, as it is.
Well, I started streaming it last week, and actually I got up to like 15 people watching, so I was pretty proud of myself.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
And so I played, I got to like maybe day 14, and by day 14 I had like I had the crock pot. I had my cooler. I had the, you know, I had like four improved farms. I was like, I was stocked up. I was going.
Ballin'.
I lost my crock pot one night though, because like lightning hit it.
That can happen. Actually,
yeah, lightning hit my crock pot and it turned it to like, it was just like ash basically, and it was still standing. And I didn't know what to do until someone in the Twitch chat said you can break that with a hammer, and then it'll give you like half the ingredients back to make it.
Oh, okay.
So I did that, and then I made my lightning rod. And there's a stupid turkey. I hate those turkeys because they go from bush to bush, eating all your berries, and they're like impossible to kill. Unless you have something to, like, throw at them. Unless you're, like, shooting.
I gotta get back into this game, don't I?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. So, yeah. So I don't know if this is a Reign of Giants thing, but I came across a patch of eyeball plants. Okay. So there's like 30 eyeballs on the ground, and when you get near them, they would bite you.
Okay.
And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And in the middle of this patch, there was like this, there's just like this bulb, like this giant like flower bulb.
Okay.
And so I went in and I started chopping it. Once I killed it and it died, all the eyes went away. I was like, oh sweet, I'm gonna plant that like right outside of my my little settlement. It'll kill anything that tries to come to me, and hopefully the turkey will run across it.
You know? A really so elaborate plan to kill the turkey.
Kill like, one turkey.
Dude, it's eating all my berries, Matt. I don't know what to do. So I did that, and then I saved, and I stopped playing that night. And then so this morning I got up and I was like, all right, I'm gonna get back in. I'm gonna see what I can do. So that eyeball thing was there, and yet it was eating like all the birds that are around my area and stuff. So I was like, okay, I gotta get rid of this thing. So I went over there, and I started chopping it. The bulb died, and so after the bulb dies, it takes a couple of seconds for all the eyes to disappear. And so I turned to walk out, and bam, killed me. I was like, I just got on for 5 minutes. I was like, son of a.
Yep, you played it. Too early in the morning. You weren't awake enough.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking. Then it killed me. I was like, ugh. All right,
lost
whatever.
Everything, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have made that meat effigy.
Well.
Yeah, I have no idea what you guys are even talking about.
I hadn't shaved yet, so.
Meat effigy allows you to revive. It's like an extra life, but they're super hard to make.
Okay.
Like, you have to get like a. Is Shadow Manipulator still a thing? I don't know if that's been... Yeah,
it's still a thing. I don't think you need a Shadow Manipulator for it, though.
You don't?
You've heard my Don't Starve story, my one story, right?
No.
Where I played it for about half an hour.
He probably went insane.
Yep.
I died, and then I died again, and then I started up a little settlement.
Uh-huh.
And then a pig man walked towards me.
And you hit him.
And I tried talking to him because I thought you could talk to them.
Nope.
But it turns out I punched him in the face and he murdered me real quick. And that was months ago and I have not gone back to this game yet.
Oh, so that's the beauty of that game. You're like, huh, what is this? What is this?
Yeah, it's,
yeah, no, I died.
The first like few hours with that game are probably the most magical.
I don't know, because you still come across those things. You're like, well, what is that?
Okay, what do I do with this? What am I supposed to... Yeah, I remember like the first time I played, I did go insane because I didn't know how to go to sleep, and I didn't know that you could like just pick flowers to get your sanity back and wear garlic. What are you doing, Matt?
He's
are you
going to
walk me through this game?
What's that?
You'll have to walk me through this game someday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pouring myself a glass of water, Chris.
Okay.
Because I'm thirsty.
Well, I don't know why you didn't have like your plebs do that for you.
I'm in a house alone.
Where's all your servants?
With a dog. They have the day off.
Oh, okay.
Right. They have the day off.
But man, I remember the first time like I went insane and just like getting like kind of frustrated because I'm like, no,
I'm getting attacked by shadows.
Yeah, I'm getting why? I don't know how to get my sanity back. What's going on? Everything is crazy. Yeah, I think that game is a whole lot more fun too when you have lower sanity, like not low enough that shadows attack you. But just low enough to start seeing creepy stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
So
it's a lot.
I also got attacked by a bunch of the birch trees, except this time it was like a forest of them came to life.
Oh, boy.
So you know what I mean? So they're like the giant eyeball pops at the top, and they start roaring, and these little things
drop
out of them.
I saw that, actually. I was watching your – was that the – yeah, I think I was watching your stream. I told you to go attack something.
Yeah, so I went and attacked one of the birch trees. Because you're like, go do it, I gotta go back to work soon. So I did that, but it happened again last week where I like a giant forest of them came to life. I was like, oh man, how can I kill these things? And then I figured, I'll just light one on fire. And that's exactly what I did. I started a forest fire to kill them all.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Did you, I mean, you didn't get any of the good wood for any of that, though, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Of course not. It didn't drop in.
I don't know if you can chop. I mean, you're going to need, like, some armor, dude, because they attack like crazy.
Yeah.
Fight back. They don't play around.
I like how you have to fear everything in that game.
Except for, like, maybe a couple berry bushes. That's another thing. With the turkey.
Uh-huh.
So I figured, okay, how can I get this thing? And then I was like, oh my gosh, I can make a berry bush hat. Mm-hmm. So I figured I could sneak
what?
So I figured I could sneak up on it. No, it still ran away from me.
So it knew you were in the hat.
So what was the last thing you heard?
Hello.
You had put on a berry bush on your head, and he still ran away from you. And then I asked.
Because you thought you were wearing berry camouflage.
Then you asked what?
I asked, did he know you were in there or what?
I don't know. I just put a berry bush in my head and started chasing him with a spear.
Wait a minute. Of course he's going to run away. Oh, God, my food is chasing me.
That never works.
Like, you're going to run away from a cow? Probably, if it starts chasing you.
Well, I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I figured it would just be like, oh, it's a berry bush coming at me.
Well, you're supposed to hide. Use the berry bush to hide.
Yeah, but I don't know how to hide. Do I just stand still with the spear in my hand?
I think there's a button you press, and then he just, like...
Like, crouches down or something?
Yeah, and it just looks like a berry bush.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure you can do that. I'm almost certain.
Well, I put the berry bush in my hand and start chasing him around the level. Chasing him around the world.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking it up on the Don't Starve Wikipedia, or Wiki. And I think, I think so. You can hide. You can totally hide. Mm-hmm. So the things will, or no, you can use this to hide from enemies as well.
Oh, like interesting.
If you get off of screen, like away from them, a whole screen away, and then hide, they will just run right past you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. I didn't even know you could do that. That's awesome. I need to play.
So yeah, I'll have to play this game again. I'll get back into it.
Yeah. I'm also looking on the Steam Workshop. Someone made it to where you can mount the spiders and ride them around.
What? All right, I'm down.
Spider mounts.
I'll play again.
Did you get that mini map? Like, mod. That's like the best.
Yeah.
For that game.
Well, no, I didn't get the mini map mod. I got the mod where it unveils the entire map.
Oh. Well, that's, I don't know. I like the mini map one because they don't have to press tab ever.
Yeah.
Just look at the, I'm over here. There's also a mod that pulls the screen back a little bit so you can see more stuff. So that's great too. Mods of video games. So
how is it on your Vita?
It's awesome. It is probably the best thing.
The best thing.
It's the best thing. I don't know. I really, really like playing it on the Vita. It's
I'm sure.
It is really smooth, like, because, you know, remote play and all that. It's actually super slick. And just being able to pick it up and play for 5 minutes and then just put it down is amazing. And being able to do it anywhere. It's like, oh, I'm just on the couch here, and my son's watching Netflix, so I guess I'll just play some Don't Starve. Oh, is it time to go to bed, babe? All right, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be on the computer for a few minutes. I'm going to Don't Starve. Right here in bed. She says, don't do that here. I said, it's not that gross. Come on.
But I just want to Don't Starve.
I just want to Don't Starve, babe. So... I got a PS4, guys. I want to talk about this. I'm excited. Okay. I want to talk about it because I'm excited. It's so awesome. There's, like, really cool games on there. I haven't bought any games. And I have plenty to play. Because of PlayStation Plus. And the free games that are on there. So, right now, I've got, like, Resogun, Contrast, Don't Starve, Blacklight Retribution, and Warframe. Those are both.
Outlast.
I did play Outlast. Let's talk about that Outlast. What the heck? There's paint that game's everywhere.
Oh yeah, but that game's horrifying.
Yeah, it is horrifying. There's penises everywhere.
That's a spooky game. Well, to each their own, but yeah, scary game either way.
No, that is a very scary game. I've gotten... I can't even... I just did something in the sewers, I guess. And that was not fun, like, at all. I like to say that games are a lot of fun, but this game is no fun. It is very scary. The thing I'm finding, though, is that if you explore properly, like, I've got plenty of batteries. I've got, like, 7 batteries.
Oh, yeah, you just gotta search around.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna run out anytime soon. I could probably play the rest of the game just with the lights on. Like, it's no big deal.
Did you meet the good doctor yet?
I did not meet the good doc. I've met a preacher.
Met the fun doctor.
No, I haven't.
He's a peach. You'll enjoy him.
So, like, I'm all right with scary games. Like, they don't usually get me that bad. This one's doing pretty good, though. But the jump scares are getting me, like, the worst. Like, so I was running away from something big and running down a hallway.
Oh, that huge guy.
Yeah, I think it might have been him, but I can't quite remember. I was running away, is the point. And I jumped, like, I ducked down to get in this, like, bent vent or something like that at the end of a hallway. And right as I'm going through, a guy peeks out from his side and just yells at me. I'm like, oh, God, what's that? Yeah.
I mean, I never thought they'd be able to do a good... it's almost like the found footage movies, but they did it as a game.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of brilliant.
And those are my favorite scary movies, too. I love movies like that.
They actually... it takes a lot of... inspiration from a movie series. It's actually streaming on Netflix called Grave Encounters.
I love Grave Encounters, man. That's like my favorite.
Yeah, this is basically like Grave Encounters the game, which is pretty cool.
Did you see you series? Like, is there a third one? Because I've seen the first two.
Just two so far.
That second one was weird, man.
I actually have only seen the first one.
Okay, you need to go watch the second one. It's good.
Okay.
It's a sequel, so it's like not as good. It's a sequel to a horror movie, not as imaginative as the original, but it's got a lot of really interesting ideas within it. Almost too much exposition, though, is my thought.
All right, that's fine.
It's a horror film. You don't need explanations most of the time. It's like these are scary things. Run away.
Yeah. Outlast.
Good game is good. The first time it got me on its first scare, though, because right as you've entered this asylum, you've seen some creepy stuff in like 5 minutes. You've seen a guy impaled on a spike that's like, get out of here, don't be here. Like, hey, thanks, bro.
Oh yeah, that part. That part's great.
Thanks for the help. And then if I were that guy, I would have just turned around.
And there's just like severed heads everywhere.
Yeah. You know, if some guy is on a spike surrounded by dead bodies, tells you, hey, get out of here, don't you just turn around and come back the way you came?
Yes,
like
I do.
I would have. Yeah, I would have been like, I've seen enough here. This is going to be plenty of footage for whoever needs what.
Peace, bro.
Yeah, we need to get an army in here, not just a couple of military guys, like the full-on army. All of it. But yeah, immediately after that, you're like, walking around in this hallway and you have to go through a little tight space. So your character like creeps up in there and you can only see like the bookcase that you're looking at. And all of a sudden from the right side, you hear little pig. And this big old guy like grabs you and throws you around. Man, that got me. That got me good.
Oh, the war veteran guy. Yeah. Him.
I've been...
No, like if you find the files, he's like an Afghani war veteran.
That's right. Yeah.
It was, like, experimented on and stuff. I'm kind of excited for the DLC that's coming out soon. That's going to be lots of fun. It's called Whistleblower.
Uh-huh.
It takes place before this.
Uh-huh.
It's all about, you know, when you first start the game, you get that anonymous letter?
That's right, yeah.
You're playing as the guy that sent that letter.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like when everything starts to go to hell. It's kind of like when Rapture goes to hell in Bioshock and you're like, I'd like to see how that happened. Well, you'll get to see how that happened with The Asylum.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's coming out, I think, end of next month or June.
Hmm,
so, yeah, that should be pretty cool.
Anyway, with Outlast, I've been streaming basically all of my playthrough, so if you want to see me pee myself, just hop on that. That'll be fun.
I'll have to do this.
Yeah, it's been a lot of not fun and fun at the same time. I don't know, I really like horror games, and I'm glad to have one that I can play, you know, and not have to worry about, is my PC going to crap out if I go into a room with too much going on?
Yeah.
You know, because that kind of breaks the experience. Like, in Amnesia's pretty good about it, but, like, every so often I was like, oh, this is, everything's chugging right now.
Yeah, that game. The game that I bought and my computer couldn't run it, so that was $20 down the hole. That was great. That was great.
Oh, you've got it forever. You know, eventually your computer will run it. You'll have a computer it'll run it.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
So, we're rapidly encroaching our time limit, but I did want to talk for a few minutes about Warframe, which is pretty bomb. It is it's a free-to-play game, so, you know, it's got a couple of those free-to-play hooks in there. But basically, you're a space assassin, and it's like a third-person shooter, except you have, like, a sword you can swing at any time, and it's all, or mostly, I should say, so far, PvE, so it's like horde mode sort of stuff.
Hmm.
Each level you're going in and there's an objective, maybe it's like the worst one I've had so far is I had to rescue a guy. Like, that was an awful mission because you had to bring him to an extraction point. But most of them are like survive these waves, defend this thing. There was one where you were doing a raid on a ship and you had a timer that was continually going down and it was the life support system. And there were these places that were, like, around the map, and every so often they would pop back up or just be placed there, and there were life support pods. So you would activate it, and it would give you, like, 25%. And then it would continually go down and down and down after that. And as you were... As you were killing people, it would also drop, like, miniature ones that would give you, like, 4 or 5% here or there. But the enemies just gradually got tougher and tougher, and so you were just trying to survive while also being forced to run around the map to keep your timer going.
Alright.
So...
I played this game... Mm-hmm. I mean, when I first got my PS4, I think I made it out of the tutorial. I don't know. I was just bored with it, honestly.
You know, I could see that. Like, it's not going to be for everybody. Maybe because of those hooks. It does have a couple things that are kind of frustrating. Like, I have to rank up to go get blueprints on new items. But you can only do the rank up, like, test once a day. So, you know, if you screw it up, you have to go back the next day and retake the test. But it's not hard. It's just like, you know, kill everybody with your primary weapon. You have 2 minutes. Like, okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But then instead of, you can buy what's called platinum, which is the premium currency. And I think it's like $5 for 75. And so that means that most characters cost somewhere between $5 to $15. And there's all sorts of characters in this game. Tons of characters. Probably like somewhere between 20 and 30, I'd say. And they all play differently, and they keep on adding more, which is really neat. And, you know, they all have their own levels. So the character you start off with, you get the choice between three, but I chose the assassin guy. Yeah, of course. Space assassin. All right. But you can level them up and then go level up a different person once you buy them. But you don't actually have to buy anything, which is kind of nice, because if you want, you can just buy the blueprints with your currency that you get in-game.
Endgame, yeah.
Yeah, and then once you buy the blueprints, all you have to do is collect a bunch of crafting materials or whatever, put it together, and then it's done. The real thing that's hooked me into this is that there's a card collecting system in there as well.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, like, not only am I collecting materials and I'm collecting money to go buy stuff, I'm modding out my character with these cards that drop randomly throughout the game. And if I want, and I get duplicates of these cards, I can combine them and make them more powerful, which is just kind of like my jam. So I've gotten a bunch of this card that gives me like 20% melee damage, and I've increased it to 100% melee damage at this point by combining duplicates. And oh my god, do I love doing that. I just, card collecting and combining is, I just like it in any video game. I don't know why. Something, it just scratches like a particular itch. The neat thing about the cards, though, is if you collect...
You're an itchy guy.
Yeah, I'm an itchy guy. If if you get cards, like super rare ones that you don't want, you can actually turn around and sell them on the marketplace for the premium currency.
Oh, nice.
So you don't actually have to buy any of that premium currency if you don't want. I was playing with a guy that in the past, you know, week or so has made about 60 of the premium currency, which 75 is $5. So he's getting up there, and it's actually pretty interesting how you're not selling it to the game, you're actually selling it to other players. So oh, cool. There's an interesting economy in there that I think might be fun. And it's also part of the reason I like it is it's not exactly like a Twitch shooter, and I can play it on my Vita. So like at any point in time, I just jump in, like do a match or so, and then I'm done. You know, matches last 5 minutes to 20 minutes. So, or you know, if you do one of the protect the spot missions, it lasts as long as you want it to. You know, it can continually go on as long as you can continue to beat the harder and harder enemies. It can go on forever. You know, hundreds of waves. I don't know. It's a fun game. I like a lot of its hooks. I like the art style, which is kind of space, like jaggedness. It's kind of weird. And there's just tons of content, man. There's so much content to play. Oh. Anyway, that's Warframe, I guess. Woo! Yeah. Matt, you should try Warframe again, and then we can play together.
I saw it on Steam. I never got a chance to check it out, but
it's pretty
neat.
We'll
see about that.
I mean, there's not much to play on the PS3 right now, or PS4. Is the
No, there's
thing.
Not. But if you look around, you can get some cool stuff.
Yeah, there's some cool indie stuff, a lot of cool indie stuff. But as far as like big games are going to take up a lot of your time, really nothing. And since Warframe is free, all right, I'll give it some of my time. It's kind of fun.
I finally get to play Fez. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
With that cross save with the Vita, yeah, that's good times.
Yeah, Fez belongs on the Vita. All games belong on the Vita.
You're getting your wish, it seems like.
I am getting my wish, man. Everything on the Vita. It would be... It's like the gods are working for me now. The universe has conspired to give me a gift. Thank you. But we should wrap up.
Yeah, sure.
Because Matt has to go to work.
All right, go for it, Chris.
So if you like the podcast, please do us a favor and go give it a 5-star review on iTunes.
Did you mean to say flavor?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Delicious.
Do you like that level save? It tastes pretty good, doesn't it? So give us a 5-star review. Tell your friends. That'd be great. If you enjoy the podcast, you can also... send an email to us. Where should I send an email, Barry?
I don't know. I haven't set up yet.
Oh, great. So no emails yet. We'll fix that. just tweet at level save on Twitter. Or join the level
tweet
save
us,
Facebook group and... You know.
Send me an email. You can send me an email. That's fine.
Yeah. You're just Matt at LevelSave?
Yeah, Matt@LevelSave.com. Send me an email. I'll do whatever you want within reason.
Giveaways. He will not give any of his money to you, though. That's not happening.
We'll see.
He's got billions, but it's not, you know, he won't share.
Yeah.
So if you don't like the show, though, or there's something about it that you don't like, just let us know, and we'll
keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, shut the heck up and get out of here.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear you.
All right.
Just have a good time.
Right, follow,
and keep your mouth shut.
Follow Level Save on Twitter @LevelSave. Like Level Save on Facebook. Go to the website and check out all of Matt's and Austin's PAX East previews that are coming.
There's more coming.
And thanks for listening.
Also
peace
visit
out.
LevelSave.com and follow all of us on Twitter. Barry is at IamWeapon. Matt is at TheRealMattC, and I am at SteelSox.
Peace out.
Yay.
Welcome.
Peace.
Hokum.
We need to get a new thing.
Hokum.
Man, I had to help you out there. You guys were just like...
We were having a good time is what we were doing.
All you had to do was end the show.
We were having a good time.
That was your only job.
You're doing improv. Have you never heard of yes and?
That was not yes and. That was like yes and car wreck.